الزكي. So it is said that in Braj there are four devas. In Gokul, where I went yesterday, there's Baladev. In Mathura, there's Keshav Dev. In Vrindavan, when we mounted the buses, we saw the very glorious temple of Govinda Dev. And here we're sitting in the temple of Haridev. And within these sacred halls of Haridev Mandir, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself danced in ecstasy. You may remember, old days we used to have that painting on the side of our Krishna Balaram temple, Mahaprabhu dancing here. All the Brijbasis were astonished, they said, except that he doesn't have a flute and he's golden in color, this is the self-same Brijendranandan Shyamsundar. Instead of a flute, he's holding a sannyasi danda. But it's a self-saved Brijendranandan Shyamsundar. And that we know, Brijendranandan asai sachi sutta huiloji. Balaram huilonitai. That same Brijendranandan Shyamsundar came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also followed the system, first taking bath in Manasi Ganga, and then taking darshan of Haridev Mandir. Also, we were there, you saw we bathed one very big shila. This shila is known as Mukutmani. If you would have noticed, there's actually a peacock feather that comes on the side. We were bathing from this side, but on the front side, there's a peacock feather in this sign that comes in the stone itself. Then below, there was another shila that is known as Mukaravind. You know Muk? Muk means mouth, and Aravind means lotus. This is the lotus mouth of Govardhan. At least all of our Gaudiya Vaishnava acharyas have explained to us this is the Mukaravind of Giriraj. When we go to Yatipur, we'll see another Mukaravind that is accepted by Balava Sampradaya. But anyway, as we sing, what is it? Anganyani, Anganyasya Sakalendriya Priti Mandi, that any Govardhan's mouth or hands or feet, it could manifest anywhere. But anyway, our acharyas have accepted that is the Mukaravind. Therefore, we offered our pail of milk at that place. And as Maharaj mentioned, we are following in the footsteps, directly in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who circumambulated this Govardhan Hill. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it mentions that verse. Maharaj gave some hint about this verse. But there was a mantra for chanting, for doing Giriraj Prakrama. The mantra that Mahaprabhu used to chant is there in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Was this very verse spoken by the gopis, declaring Giriraj as Haridasa Varja. So to commence our Giriraj Prakrama, we should all learn that very wonderful shlok. So everybody can repeat after me. Antayam,
Antayam,
Adrir,
Adrir,
Avala,
Avala,
Haridasa Varja,
Haridasa Varja,
Yam,
Yam,
Ramakrishna,
Ramakrishna,
Charana,
Charana,
Sparsha,
Sparsha,
Pramoda,
Pramoda,
Manam,
Manam,
Tanoti,
Tanoti,
Sahago,
Sahago,
Ganayos,
Ganayos,
Tayoryat,
Tayoryat,
Paniya,
Paniya,
Suyavasa,
Suyavasa,
Kandara,
Kandara,
Kandamula,
Kandamula,
Antaya Madhira Balaridasa Varja,
Antaya Madhira Balaridasa Varja, Vasavarya
Yam Rama Krishna Charanam Sparasha Pramoda
Yam Rama Krishna Charanam Sparasha Pramoda
Manam Tanoti Sahago Ganayostayoryat
Manam Tanoti Sahago
Paniya Suya Vasa Kandara Kanda Mula The meaning is, Hantaya means, oh, this exclamation, hey, are. Or the gopis are talking, they say, Ari. Hantayam Adri. Adri means mountain. So they say, Hantayam Adri Abala. So the gopis are discussing amongst themselves. So we know from Balaram, Bal means strength. But it is, somehow there's legend that the women are the weaker sex. So therefore they say, Abala, who are not so strong. So they're talking amongst themselves. They say, Hantaya Madri Abala. Oh girls, this hill, Haridasa Bharja, he is the best of all the devotees of Krishna. Antaya Madhira Vala Haridasa Bharja, not just Haridasa, but Haridasa Bharja. Yam Rama Krishna Charana Sparasha Pramoda. Krishna and Balaram, they're playing on top of this hill, therefore Charan, Charan means his lotus feet, was having Sparsha. Just like we know from Bhagavad Gita. Matras Sparsha Stuko. Sparsha means to touch, to come in contact. So the touch of the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram are always coming on top of him. Therefore, Pramoda. Just like we have anybody here named Pramoda. Huh? With us we have any Pramoda. Or you must know some friend named Pramoda. Pramoda means very jubilant, very joyful. So because of the touch of the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram, he's become Pramoda, very, very joyful. Manam tanoti sah. Then, manam. Just like we know, what is that verse of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Trinadapi sunichena, tarorapi shunichena, amanina, manadena, kirtaniya sadaha. So mana means to give respect. So how is he giving respect? As Maharaj was explaining, he's giving respect. How? Manam tanoti sahago. To who? Manam tanoti sahago. To the go? To the cowherd boys? Tayor yat. Tayor means two. Those two, Krishna and Balaram, to the cows, to the cowherd boys, to Krishna's devotees. Like that. They're giving respect. And how is it they're giving respect? Manam tanoti sahago ganeos tayor yat. Paniya. Maharaj gives a nice description of the wonderful waters of Govardhan Hill. So very sweet waters are there. Beautiful cascades are cascading down the sides of Govardhan Hill. We unfortunately have no eyes to see these things, but they're cascading there. Not just water, madhu. Srila Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur, he explains, not just water, madhu. You know madhu? Madhu means honey. There's trees on Govardhan Hill filled with beehives and honey is dripping down. And not just honey and water, but amras. Mango juice is flowing. Not just amras, but pilu ras. All over Govardhan Hill we'll see very beautiful pilu trees. Very, very wonderful in this. If you come in the Mayapur festival time, then little burgundy color tiny fruits appear that are very, very sweet. But if you bite them and break the seed, you'll burn your mouth like chili. So pilaras, you just break them with your tongue and take that pilaras. So paniya suyavasa, Maharaj gave so ecstatic description of the grasses of Govardhan Hill. So wonderful grasses, two types of grasses. One grass, Maharaj, he gave wonderful description. Amazing description of the four qualities. Another type of grass is this durva grass for doing puja. One is for the cows and one type of grass for doing puja. These both grasses are coming. Paniya suya vasa kandara. Kandara means cave. So many wonderful caves are there. Just like if it gets very hot today, then we'll all want to wear those caves. The Cowherd boys can go there and hide from the sun, from the rain. And of course, these caves, as Maharaj is explaining, this Govardhan Hill is always embracing Radha and Krishna. So these caves, he embraces them in the most intimate pastimes they perform within these caves of Govardhan Hill. He's just embracing them in those caves, in their most intimate leelas. And Kandamulai. Just like we see everywhere in the market, all the little boys are running, Muli, 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 Muli. So many roots and vegetables and fruits are there. Kandamulai, so many vegetables and roots naturally occurring. This is Braj, the Cowherd boys. They're not interested in eating Uncle Chips. Pepsi Cola. They have these wonderful waters of Govardhan, Amras, Piluras, like that. They don't need all these things. They don't need Uncle Chips. They have so many fruits and roots are there for them naturally occurring, like that. Cadbury's, no need. Kandamulai, so many roots and fruits are there to enjoy. So in this way, he's offering respects. So all together, we'll again say this verse. Antaya madhura bala haridasa bhaja yam rama krishna charanam sparsha pramoda manam tanoti sahago yostayorya paniya suya sakandara kandamulai. And one other verse was there that Mahaprabhu used to chant. It's very appropriate for the darshan that we're having now, this wonderful deity of Haridev. Because when Mahaprabhu, as Maharaj Sri explained so nicely, we don't walk on Govardhan Hill, so Mahaprabhu, he refused to walk there. But that Gopal Mandir we'll see is on top of the hill. So how did he get darshan of Gopal? Gopal created some pastime. Where somebody came and said, the Turkish soldiers are come, take your deity and flee. So they grabbed Gopal and they ran to one village on our way to Badrinath the other day when I took devotees to Badrinath. We passed that. Gantoli Gram is still there. Gantoli Gram is still there. So in that place, Mahaprabhu got darshan of that beautiful Gopal deity who's also raising his left hand in the high in the sky. And he spoke wonderful verse that Rupa Goswami has kept in his nectar devotion. Vamastamaras akshasya buja danda sapatuva krida kanduka kamiva nito govardhano giri. He says, this interesting word for lotus flower, tamara. Tamara means lotus flower. Tamara akshasya. That he's got eyes, that Lord Krishna has eyes just like lotus petals. And that lotus-petal-eyed Lord Krishna took his left hand, Bhujadanda, and he lifted Krida Kandukata, just like child is playing. He lifted that left, he lifted that Giri Govardhano Giri, that Giri Govardhan, he lifted on his left hand. So we, Rupa Goswami is praying, may that left hand of Lord Krishna always protect and bless you. So here we see that beautiful darshan. Bahamas, Bahamas, his left hand, Bahamas. Bahamas, tamara shakshasya, buja danda sapatuva, krida kanduka tamiva, nito govardhano giri. One of the very simple verses there that I first saw, because you've all been to Mayapur, so many of you have probably seen Govardhan also existing in Mayapur, just near the, not far from the samadhi of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. And maybe this verse was written by Prabhupada, I don't know. I just remember seeing this verse there and I memorized it because it's very easy. So I'll teach it to you because it's a very sweet verse. Namaste Girirajaya Sri Govardhana Namini Ashesha Klesha Nashaya Paramananda Daini. So everyone can say after me. Namaste Girirajaya.
Namaste Girirajaya.
Sri Govardhana Namine.
Sri Govardhana Namine.
Ashesha Klesha Nashaya.
Ashesha Klesha Nashaya.
Paramananda Daini.
Paramananda Daini.
So Namaste Girirajaya. We're offering our obeisances to that king of all the mountains. Namaste Girirajaya. Who's known Sri Govardhana Namine. His name is Govardhana. Sri Govardhana Namine. Ashesha, without any limit. Klesha. Klesha means all these troubles and miseries we experience. Ashesha Klesha Nashaya. He's destroying all our troubles and miseries without any limit. Ashesha Klesha Nashaya. He destroys all those troubles and parishani and dukkha and all these things. He destroys without any limit. So then what happens? Paramananda Dayane. He is the giver of not just Anand, not ordinary Anand, Paramananda Dayane. He's the giver of Paramananda. So all together. Namaste Girirajaya Sri Govardhana Namine
Ashesha Klesha Nashaya Paramananda Dayane.
Hello Giriraj Maharaj. And walking around him barefoot, all his hairs are standing on end by seeing all of you. He's become so jubilant, you see all of his hairs are standing on end. A little ways down the path before we got to this grove of trees, you might have noticed one big white temple on top of the hill. That is the old Gopal temple. Now he's gone to Nathadwar and become Srinathji, but that is his old temple that we saw just before we arrived at this grove of trees. Now ahead of us is a very special place. This village we're coming to is called Anyur. And this is where the Anukut ceremony originally took place 5,000 years ago. So just a little ways outside that town, there's a very nice place where we can tell this pastime. We just wanted to get you all grouped up. And this is a nice grove of trees where we can sit in the shade to get everyone together. And we're going to enter the village of Anyur. Hello, Giriraj Maharaj, the key.